I'd like to introduce retired Circuit Court Judge Sam Payne. Judge Payne is well known to Chattanoogans not only for his esteemed career as a judge, but also his lifetime of charitable service in our community. Judge Payne will be giving us the results of the election. Judge.
Thank you. My friends, my name is Sam Payne. I am a retired Circuit Court Judge that served on the bench here in Chattanooga for 32 years. Both parties invited me here tonight to serve as a neutral observer to the NLRB's counting of the ballots and to publicly announce the vote tally as issued by the NLRB. The NLRB completed their count a few moments ago in front of both parties and with the assistance of observers provided by all parties to the election. Based on my observation of the count and pursuant to the NLRB's tally sheet, the results of the election are as follows. Participation was 89%. A total of 1,338 votes were cast. 626 votes were yes for the representation by the UAW. 712 votes were no against representation by the UAW. Accordingly, the UAW has not been elected as the bargaining representative by a majority of employees pending certification of the election by the NLRB. I thank the parties for this opportunity and will now hand the microphone over to them both for their comments.
Thank you, Judge. I'd like to introduce another well-known Chattanoogan, even though he's a German by birth. Mr. Frank Fischer is the CEO and chairman of Volkswagen Chattanooga. For the past 5 years, Mr. Fischer has guided this factory from a construction site to being the first and only LEED Platinum certified factory in the world, a factory which produces the U.S. version of the Volkswagen Passat, named 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, and twice given the J.D. Power's Appeal Award in the midsize category. Mr. Fischer.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for staying up late with us to hear the news. As Judge Payne has just announced, a majority of our employees have voted against representation by the United Auto Workers. I want to thank all of our Chattanooga production and maintenance employees for their participation in this election to decide the question of union representation. They have spoken, and Volkswagen will respect the decision of the majority. The election results remain to be certified by the NLRB. Our employees have not made a decision that they are against the work council. Throughout the process, we found great enthusiasm for the idea of an American-style works council, both inside and also outside of our factory. Our goal remains to determine the best method for establishing a works council that serves our employees' interests and Volkswagen America's production needs in accordance with U.S. law. As you know, there was intense outside interest in this election. We are proud of our managers and employees who maintained their focus on producing high-quality vehicles in a calm and respectful atmosphere throughout the process. Our commitment to Tennessee is a long-term investment. We look forward to working with the state of Tennessee and the city of Chattanooga to support job creation, growth, and economic development today and into the future. This concludes my comments for this evening. Thank you for your attention. I will now turn it over to Gary Castile.
Okay, I thank you too for staying up and coming out to hear the vote count. And I want to say, first of all, that we think it's unfortunate that there was some outside influence exerted into this process, but I want to go further and say that between the two institutions, Volkswagen and the UAW, I know of not one incident of any aggression or animosity coming out of this process. We've established a great foundation of trust and a great foundation of working together and pulling together in the same direction. I would urge the VW employees to go back to their business of building cars. There's still some issues that have to be sorted out about this election, and we'll let the people that do that evaluate the impact of others and whatnot further down the road. So from the UAW standpoint, we're the same organization today as we were yesterday, and we're going to continue to do the same things that we've always done. That's represent workers. But these workers have stated their position, and we respect that. So we'll move forward from here and look forward to maybe someday in the future working with VW to establish a works council here. All right, thank you.
That concludes our statements for the evening.